1027. In Krugersdorp's struggling neighborhoods, the devastating realities of drug addiction, homelessness, and child neglect play out every day. But at one small shelter, a team of women is fighting back, one mother and one child at a time. This Child Protection Week, Hot 1027's Tara Penny visited Wings of Inspiration to find out how they're training women to become mothers.
What happens is a mom will rock up at the gate. She's got one little bag and a burnt baby, meaning sunburns, and she's hot.
Anthea Da Costa is one of the founders of Wings of Inspiration. Here, Anthea and her team are tackling child neglect and drug abuse head on.
We bring them in. We obviously give them a bath, give them new clothes, give her toiletries. Then we wash the baby, make sure the baby's got nappies, formula.
A new journey begins with crucial lifelines.
Then we do detox the mom for 3 days. So the other moms in the house know it's a rule that you assist another mom. So they take over the baby. Then after 3 days, she must become a mom.
This is where a mother gets the education and the support she's never had before.
A lot of moms, they come from the streets. They don't understand what the meaning mom is. They just leave their baby to cry. It's up to us to say, your baby's crying. Can you please go and pick her up or pick him up?
It's a support system built by women who've been through it themselves.
From there, all the moms in the house, they put clothing together so that she's got a wardrobe. Prep them for when they're ready to go for interviews. Training on how to be self-confident again on themselves, how to put makeup on, how to dress up. Just because you're in a shelter and you're doing washing doesn't mean that you can't dress up every day. That's your work.
And the mothers are taught crucial life skills here.
Teaching them not to go on Facebook, not to rely on a man. You've got to do this all on your own. Have you got an ID book? Have you got your children's birth certificates? Have you got a bank account? They don't know any of this.
At the safe haven, the focus is on routine and dignity.
Or what we pride ourselves in is not one school knows that our kids come from a shelter. They are not on the feeding schemes at school. We are blessed in abundance. So our kids will go to school with a normal child's lunchbox.
And for many, this is not a temporary shelter, but a first encounter with a real home where the other children become siblings.
It's not a place that you're just going to live for summer. This is your home. You treat it like your home.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News, Krugersdorp.
Hot 1027.